Hello, everybody. This is Alan from the Two Hosers Photo Show. Quick programming note for this week. Since episode 50 coincided with Christmas, Adam and I decided to do something a little bit different as a sort of special Christmas episode. So this week, we talk all about personal stuff and our recollections of Christmases past and our favorite Christmas stuff. And very little about photography. In fact, we don't even mention photo stuff until there's about 6 minutes left in the episode. So if you've come here to learn about photo stuff, you are going to be wildly disappointed. But if you'd like to hear two hosers rattle on about various Christmas-themed topics, hopefully some of them mildly entertaining, you've come to the right place. So if you go ahead and skip this episode, trust me, Adam and I understand, and we'll be back next week with an actual episode of the Two Hosers Photo Show. Until then, enjoy. Hello and welcome to episode 50 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. I'm Alan, as always, sitting here in Vancouver, Canada.
Your dad's house.
Sitting in my dad's house and over, he made the trip again.
Yeah. Me, Adam.
Wait a second, Mr.
Adam?
Yeah, Mr. Adam. That's what we call him, Mr. Adam.
Yeah.
Made the trip over, so we're doing live in person.
We just finished playing a game of Warcraft in your dad's basement. Now we're ready to podcast.
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds terrible. Yeah. Or awesome. I don't know. I don't want to judge. What is Warcraft?
It's one of those role-playing video games. Like half the world plays, I think.
Okay.
And when we're finished playing that, we'll probably hit up the Call of Duty.
Oh, no, wait. World of Warcraft.
Yeah, isn't that what I said?
I don't know. You just said Warcraft. I didn't know what that
World
meant.
World of Warcraft.
No, I should have connected the dots. Yeah. So that's my fault. It's on me.
Yeah.
So we're sitting. This is the Christmas episode, by the way. We're sitting around here. Can you hear that?
I can.
Yeah. Enjoying our eggnog.
I can see it, though. I don't have to hear it.
Our eggnog. And by eggnog, I mean Jameson's 12-year-old. Just kidding. I would never put ice in that. So, how's your eggnog?
Delicious.
Oh, it tastes like eggs.
Yeah.
We make it ourselves over here at my dad's house.
Do they have eggnog in Germany?
I don't think so. All I know is that my wife really wants to try it, so she's never tried it before.
After you drink it, you get your wooden dance shoes on.
The wooden shoes. That's again. That's the Dutch.
Oh
no, it's Christmas Eve over there.
So that's the big day.
It's a big day. It's all Christmas Eve.
All right.
So over here, Christmas Day.
Yep.
For most people,
25th.
Yeah, 25th is the big day. And again, no Boxing Day there.
Christmas Eve's still big here, though.
Christmas Eve is still big.
It's the big family kind of, I don't know, every family I think does it different, but for the kids, that's super exciting because one more sleep until the big guy.
How many days in, how many sleeps out do your kids start counting sleeps?
I'd say at least the advent calendar's worth, so 24.
Yeah, that sounds about right because they go ahead and they mark it out for you.
Yeah.
A lot of sleeps.
Yeah.
Nice. So, first off, before we get into the show, this is going to be all about Christmas stuff, Christmas memories, Christmas time.
Right.
This week's photo challenge, we're extending it. Who has time this week with all the Christmassy stuff going on?
Yeah, there's the shopping, the mall shopping.
You got your Orange Julius you got to get
at
the mall? I don't know. I've never actually gone for that.
Yeah.
As an adult.
Yeah. The kids like it.
What do you do at the mall?
You shop.
Yeah, but you shop. But what do you do in between? You can't just shop, shop, shop.
No, that's what you do.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you got your shop. You got a tree to trim.
Yeah.
Which you did back in April.
Yeah.
It's been up ever since.
Yeah.
So you got all kinds of things to do. Long story, still long, really, let's be honest. It's a one-week extension on the photo challenge.
Right.
So now,
because we didn't shoot our pictures.
I was just going to specify, to be clear, we have shot ours.
Oh.
I have shot mine.
I've shot mine.
Yours is terrible, so you're going to do it again. That's right. Why what we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, his is good. But we did them. We know everybody else needs an extension. And so next week, we're going to talk about the candles.
Right.
This week, all about Christmas.
Love Christmas.
Christmas stories.
First off, let's start with the obvious, man. What is your favorite Christmas movie? What's what? Not your favorite. What is the best Christmas movie?
I see. I don't know, and I don't know that I'm the best judge of the best movie. But my personal favorite is Elf, the Will Ferrell Elf movie,
shot here in Vancouver.
Love it. Partly love it because it's shot in Vancouver. Yeah. Partly love it because I enjoy Will Ferrell's brand of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And elves are funny,
except for Land of the Lost. But okay,
yeah, I didn't see that.
No one did.
Yeah, but no, that movie I could probably quote from it. So
do it.
You want a quote?
Yeah.
How about the Elf four food groups: candy, candy corn, candy canes, and syrup?
That's just gold. That's comedy gold right there. Yeah.
Yeah. What about yourself? Favorite
Christmas movie of all time. Die Hard.
It's actually, I wouldn't have come up with that, but you're right. It is Christmas backdropped.
I watch it every Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I enjoy it. Lots of violence.
It was back when movies were still good.
Mm.
I don't know if you saw the Die Hard 4.
I did. I didn't.
Oh, like it. Yeah. No one did. It wasn't good.
I didn't even, to be honest, didn't like 2 or 3 either. I liked 1 is so good.
2 will get you through the night. 3, you know.
3 is the one with Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Yeah, it was all
subways.
It was fine. You wouldn't, you know.
Yeah,
wouldn't cry about it.
Are those ones Christmas backdrop too?
No, yeah. Well, number 2 is
okay.
Number 2 is a holiday back one, but that wasn't as good as at the airport. Remember?
Right. Yeah. No, I didn't.
But no, the
snowmobiles and stuff.
Yeah, but the first one, just great movie making. Love it.
Me too.
So. Back when it was rated R, he could swear, he would do all, you know, all whatever they wanted to do. They took risks in the movie.
Yeah.
Awesome movie. I wish they still made movies like
there's
that.
There's nudity.
But yeah, there's a little bit of nudity in there as well. You can't go wrong. See that.
All good things.
So that's it.
Violence, swearing.
But Christmas TV, though.
Yeah. Do they play it, like, on TV at Christmas time?
Oh, I have no idea. I've segued onto something else.
Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. Christmas TV, though.
Christmas TV, The Grinch.
That's your favorite?
Yeah.
Always?
As long as I can remember.
Like, we're talking the Boris Karloff.
Yes.
Grinch, yeah. Not the Jim Carrey one.
No.
No, absolutely. I like that one, too.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it stands the test of time. My kids absolutely love that, too.
He's a mean one.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
You know what I like the best about Christmas TV? It's like when we were kids... There was no PVR.
No.
When you're really young, you probably didn't have a VCR either.
No.
So the Grinch was on at Tuesday at 8. You circled it in the TV guide.
Yep.
And at 7:58, you were parked in front of that TV for CBC comes on.
And you watched the commercials.
You watched the commercials. You did not want to miss a second. And you remember the little intro, like the special presentation would come up. I can't hum it. They made it so I can't hum it. But no, that was the greatest because you were like, oh man, I am ready. This is going to be awesome. And everybody else was watching it too. You were off phoning your pals because they're watching.
And you weren't Twittering. You know, making comments on Twitter during the broadcast.
I would have. But if you did, no one would be listening because there was no Twitter yet.
Right.
So really it was just writing on a piece of paper and handing it to your mom. And she would just slap you and go, what is Twitter? I don't know what that even means. I'm ahead of my time by like 30 years, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay?
Don't worry. You'll get caught up.
Yeah.
What about your favorite show?
The Rudolph one or the Year Without a Santa Claus? I get them mixed up.
The Rudolph one, is that the Yves Burrell one or is that the...
Burrell Ives.
The
Yves Burrell.
That was close, right?
Yeah, that was pretty close.
Yeah, I had a couple of pieces there.
Yeah, you had enough of it.
It's a Christmas puzzle.
Yeah, I don't know. They had all those... the Rankin and Bass did all the specials.
But you know what in that Rudolph claymation one you're talking about, right? Because we watched that the other day. Wow, Santa is a jerk. Have you watched that recently?
It depends which one, because there's one where he's sick and can't go out, and then there's the one where
Santa just rips on like Rudolph and his dad for having a reindeer with a red nose, and oh, he's just brutal.
I don't remember that specifically.
Yeah, no, they're pretty rough on Rudolph.
But there's the one where Rudolph maybe it might have been one of the other reindeer who was forced to wear socks over his ears.
Well, that's antlers. We're not talking about the same one.
There was a bunch that overlapped that in my memory.
Okay.
But the one that I like the best is the one with the heat miser.
I don't know what that is either.
That's the year that there's not going to be a Christmas, or it's too hot somewhere, or too cold. They need it to snow in Georgia, maybe.
We're not talking about a classic here.
No, it's a comic book I used to draw in my room. Yeah, it's a classic.
The classic is the one I'm talking about.
Okay, the classic, but I'm saying a classic.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then so Mother Nature has to get involved because there's the heat miser who makes all the world warm. And then there's the, I don't know, it can't be called the cold miser. He's got to be called something else.
You're not selling it.
Yeah, it's awesome though.
Okay.
That's my favorite one. But then you have the Misfit Toys.
That's the Rudolph. The, right. That's the classic one. Of Misfit Toys. And
doesn't the Abominable Snowman that we saw at the gardens the other night.
That's part of the Burl Ives one.
In my head, this is all one long movie.
No.
Yeah.
You're talking about something else.
Right.
And also the elf, who also is a misfit and goes with Rudolph on their quest, wants to be a dentist.
The dentist. No, it's not. It's not Rudolph, though.
No, that's the elf.
What's the elf's name? Stan?
Something like that. Yeah,
I think it's Stan.
Yeah, I think it is
Stan the elf.
Yeah, he doesn't fit in. He doesn't fit in. He wants to be a dentist.
Yeah, I don't like the Charlie Brown as much as I used to.
No, in the Charlie Brown one I watched, it's pretty religious.
Is it?
Yeah,
I remember it being pretty slow.
Yeah, also that.
Yeah.
And guess what? I don't know what her name is. Lucy. Yeah. She's going to yank the ball away from him when he's trying to kick the ball.
Yeah, she should not do it once and then
just let him hammer it.
Well, let's talk about your favorite Christmas memory, personal memory. How excited were you when you had like your Christmas? What do you call it? The sing along thing at your school.
The concert.
The Christmas concert.
Yeah,
and everybody, like all your parents would come. Parents would come
again. I don't
up.
Have a memory of any of that. I'm sure it happened, but I don't have a memory of a Christmas concert and the singing or anything.
Right. I think my memory probably was from the episode of Wonder Years when they had it, and the time that Kevin asked Winnie out or something. So that's probably what I'm remembering.
Yeah.
Which that was a good episode, though.
I remember doing a play at school when I was in grade 2. This is the only memory that I have like this, where we enacted the Sleeping Beauty entire show. I don't know, but I was young and I got to be Prince Charming. But the girl that I was supposed to kiss at the end, I really did not like. So that's the only memory I have, and not wanting to kiss the girl.
Did you power through and do it anyway?
I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't.
Were you bald in grade 2?
No.
That'd be awesome. Bald Prince Charming. Your teacher's like, man, you better kiss whoever you can.
No, I actually
had the kissing's good.
I had a big wig when I was in grade 2. I had a monster hairdo when I was in, and then it's just, I went the other way.
Well, it's easier to do.
Nature.
So, your favorite Christmas memory. Do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
I grew up in Ontario, and the big thing was at Christmas time was tobogganing and skating on a pond. We had a pond that was a stone's throw away. And everybody used to go from morning to night when you had your two-week Christmas break down to the pond, and you'd skate on the pond. You'd get everybody in town from kids to grandparents out on the pond and have a big hockey game. And so,
what do you call the hockey game?
Pond hockey?
Pond hockey or shinny?
Yeah. Shinny, yeah, we called it pond hockey. Yeah. And everyone just kind of throw their sticks in. I'm sure you've taken part in this.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great because, like I said, you didn't need an arena. You didn't need a Zamboni. You just basically went out there, cleared some snow off a section of the ice, and you played, and it was fun. That and tobogganing, because again, living on the West Coast where we do now in the lower mainland of Vancouver, there's not a lot of snow. Mm-hmm. So my kids don't get to go tobogganing or skating on the pond as a regular thing, and I really, really have fond memories of that.
It would happen every now and then. Every couple of winters, we'd get a cold snap come through, and Minoru Pond would freeze up.
Yeah.
And one year it froze for like 3 weeks straight. Like, it was amazing. And we'd go skating every day. Like, you're right. As soon as the sun came up, you'd be out there until the sun went down. And even then, past that, because they had lights out there.
Yeah.
And it was the greatest. It's the most fun I ever had playing hockey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't compare it.
No rules. Yeah. No parents there to wreck it.
And then when the parents showed up, usually they played along. So, and that was kind of fun. Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. The one thing with at Minoru Pond, there's like a little waterfall, though, and that part wouldn't freeze. So if the a long lead pass got away from someone in the waterfall.
At the pond where I played, and again, growing up just north of Toronto, that they'd have a flag which would sort of go up as green if the ice was good enough to play on, or red if it wasn't. And the worst thing was if you got all your stuff ready and hiked on down there and, oh, the red flag's up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the worst. So.
I remember one time a kid fell through.
No.
At Minter. Yeah, true story. And he's splashing. Not a kid. He was like, he's probably like 18. But he's splashing around, screaming and screaming. Like, help me, help me. And so I just yelled, stand up. P.S. The water's 3 feet deep. So he stood up to his waist and this felt like kind of a...
he was embarrassed.
Yeah. I don't want to say a bad word. I don't know what kind of acceptable names we can call people.
Well, according to Santa, you can call them a lot of things.
That's true.
Yeah.
Poor example by Santa. So yeah, that was I missed pond hockey a great deal.
Yeah,
you're right. On the West Coast, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen anymore.
Are you familiar with the GT Snow Racer?
No,
it's like one of those little sleds. Anyone in Ontario, grew up in Ontario, can tell you, and I'm sure in a lot of other parts of the world, it's like a little toboggan, but it has three skis on it.
Okay,
you've seen those.
Yeah,
and you have a little steering wheel, and you sit real low, and you could just. You know, basically ski in and out, except for you hit any kind of bump and that thing becomes a death rock. So I'm pretty sure there's a few people that can echo the sentiments of an injury suffered at the hands of the GT Snow Racer. I don't know if they still exist, but they were awesome yet dangerous.
If you were going to buy one today, though, where would you look first?
Canadian Tire.
Canadian Tire.
Yeah, Canadian
Definitely
Tire.
Definitely Canadian Tire. Yeah. It won't be off on the shelf. It'll have fallen into the middle of the aisle. No one works there to clean it up, but don't worry, they'll have them.
Yeah,
yeah.
What about yours? Favorite Christmas memory?
I got a lot. For us, it was road hockey. I guess living out here, you know, if it didn't freeze up, we would play road hockey a lot. So when all the guys got home for Christmas, because everyone was away for Christmas.
So you're talking about when you're like 28, your favorite.
This is like when I'm like 19 or 20. No joke. When it was like 19 or 20, that would be all the guys. Everyone would be away for Christmas,
yeah,
or for the bulk of the year, and we'd come home at Christmas time, and we'd all meet up, and that was it. Have a couple of beers and go play road hockey for hours,
yeah,
until the police would come, like. For real, like the neighbors used to call the police. I don't know why they'd call the police. Like, I guess we were loudish. But police would show up and like, all right, guys. And sometimes they'd want to play because some of the cops here were all good about that. But yeah, that was one of my favorite ones.
It's funny the two Canadians both pick hockey-themed Christmas favorite memories.
Drop-in hockey. You ever play drop-in hockey?
I didn't used to have to because we grew up in Ontario where you could just play for free on the pond.
Good point. Yeah, we didn't have that as much as I mentioned, so we have something here called drop-in.
You just go to the rink and pay a few bucks, right?
Yeah, it's like for a couple hours, they'll have the rink just sitting there, so it's like $3, you go play.
Yeah.
But once again, everyone would come home at Christmas time, and that was the greatest because everyone had, you know, the time off, and we'd go play drop-in, and while I'm a good skater, I'm actually a really good skater, terrible hockey player.
So you just skate around.
I would skate around and then just mishandle the puck a lot. No, I was not that good of a hockey player, but all of my friends were. I mean, you know some of these guys.
Yeah.
Who played junior and some guys played pro and all that. So when we all got together and got to go out, the other guys loved it too. The guys who play all year, all of a sudden all these pro guys, myself excluded, would come out and it would just be all of a sudden it'd be like a real game. You know, passes are hit, and it was awesome. Like, it was a really fast game. So I missed that. And I had a job back then. That's back when I had a job, and I remember having to phone in sick a lot.
What was your job?
Oh, I worked at the city.
Okay.
Yeah. So I
What'd
I
you do?
Not much. Very little.
Have lunch?
Yeah, a couple times a day, we'd have lunch. No, I worked in the survey crew, and so... I remember I used a lot of my sick days, or I would just tell the guy I worked with, I'd take my equipment to work with me and just ride with it in the van, and he just dropped me off at the rink at lunchtime, and I'd go play with all the buddies and then go back to work for an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
City.
Your tax dollars.
Hard at work there.
Yeah.
Not, I think Christmas will get more exciting, though. You know, kids add a new flavor, you know, to Christmas celebrations.
How does it change when you have kids?
I don't remember being that excited about it when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I was never, part of my upbringing, I don't think we're ever huge birthday celebrators or huge holiday celebrators. It was about kind of, you know, getting together with family. Usually it was a family thing. So we were not just our own family, but usually extended family that we gathered together. I remember my cousins, my aunts and uncles being a big part of the holidays. And now for my own kids, my wife is a little bit more of a big celebrator when it comes to birthdays and holidays. And my kids are ecstatic about Christmas. So they have been ready for it for about 6 months. And, you know, the nice thing is, you know, when as we're getting closer, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel because, you know, it's kind of you want to see what their faces are going to look like when they open their presents, and you want to see the excitement of them playing with some of their new toys, and then it's all going to get sent to Big Brother's a week from Monday.
So you do buy them extra toys so you can be selfish and see their reaction?
Yeah, no. We try to keep it within reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
So things that we think we're going to use for longer than a week. So lots of it's board games and puzzles and stuff we know that
they'll... Camera stuff.
Yeah, and stuff for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I can justify.
Camera stuff and Tim Hortons cards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's the way to go. And how does it work on Deck 26? How is your kids? Is it like a real letdown?
I don't remember it being that much last year because, again, they between the grandparents and everybody else that gets them presents, there's enough to keep opening for a few days. So I don't remember us opening everything on Christmas Day. So that helped. Boxing Day was just Christmas Day part two.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Dessert.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to it. I've been excited about, you know, what's going to happen with, you know, Emily here. And,
yeah. And she's going to probably sleep.
Yes.
To poop, me, it's not poop about a couple that. Times, maybe.
That's a good Christmas, right? I would like that for Christmas. That's a good Christmas. No, we got her first present from Santa today.
Oh, okay.
And I'm excited to give it to her.
Yeah.
I know she's not gonna care. I understand that. I recognize that. And it's not even about that. I'm just excited because I didn't like my wife and I picked it out. Like I picked it out and she okayed it.
Yeah.
But
that's usually how it works.
But my dad, I didn't show my dad, you know, because I want him to be kind of excited too. So yeah. Look at it that, and I've always kind of liked that as much at Christmas. I've liked giving stuff more than getting it.
I agree.
Because what's the best thing you ever gave?
I'd have a tough time saying one thing. Do you have a specific thing in mind?
For me, I like to make stuff for people, so it is personal.
Mm-hmm.
So when they give it to Big Brother, they feel bad.
Yeah.
essentially, now they're stuck with this.
Yeah.
I try to make it as big as possible, so it's a real commitment in their living room.
Yeah.
No, I give pictures, obviously, a lot of times. People are kind of expect, so I try to get away from that sometimes. But the best present I ever got, my dad. That's what I bought. It'd be cool if I made this one, but I didn't. I got him a garage door opener.
Okay.
He was the guy he has an old garage.
Does it play the song to the Dukes of Hazzard or anything?
I don't know what that even means.
No, you know, you can get the fancy ones that, you know, do more than just open the garage.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I like to keep it simple. This one opens the garage. And so, he has this old garage, this giant old door. And he said, no, like for a long time, he was going to get one. But he said, no, it doesn't work. It won't work on my garage door. And 1 year for Christmas, I decided that I did not believe him and figured I would buy it for him. And he would just be forced to put it up.
Right.
And he did, and it works.
Oh, I thought the story was going to end. And then his garage door fell off and broke him.
No, that would be awesome. That was the year we lost Dad. No.
He just broke his arm. You didn't have to end it in such a sort of...
Well, you took me there. And so, no, and this, I don't even know how long ago it was. I think it was probably selfish of me too, because I think I'd probably just turned 16 and got tired of opening the garage door.
Right.
So however long ago that is, 4 years ago? And then I can't even do the math on that. So
don't worry about it.
20 plus, it's worked for 20 plus years.
That's a good garage door opener.
That's the best present I ever gave.
I going into that story, I thought it was going to be more exciting than that.
Really? A garage door opener. Yeah. You remember that scene from Die Hard?
I didn't see that coming.
With the garage door opener? What do you think? Well, you, and then we turned it into a space capsule. Yeah. That was the year that NASA came knocking on our door.
Yeah.
All right, I'll back that up and add some more, fireworks. Yeah. And dancing girls. What's the best Christmas present you ever got?
Again, I'm gonna have a hard time with this.
The GG Cruiser.
GT Cruiser, maybe.
No, what's it called?
GT.
GT Cruiser.
Yeah, maybe it was one of those. Again, I don't have one specific thing. I remember as a kid getting one of those little rod hockey sets, the really cheap ones with the paper. They were kind of like cardboard. Did you ever have that? The cardboard little cutout men, and then you had the rods. And it was a standard set that everybody seemed to have. It was very inexpensive, but played with that thing for hours. And I saw one. The reason I mentioned is I saw one in the catalog, Sears catalog this year, like a really nice one with like the full size figures and everything. And I pointed it out to Jack, saying, hey, ask mummy, mummy for the rod hockey set. And he's been asking mummy for this rod hockey set every day for like a month. And I knew that, and she knows it's for me. Like if we got it, it would be me playing with this thing. But I'm doing my dirty work through my 2.5-year-old.
Nice.
Now. Yeah.
So. We had one of those when I was a kid, and they always had the big sort of four-sided score clock.
One in the arenas had that. Like that was the super checks, like with the bubble exactly, hockey, but the one that we bubble, had,
the home rod hockey.
Yeah,
it had that one that you could clip on.
Oh yeah.
And then
the
scoreboard up there, but then you would drop the puck and it would do some sort of back and forth thing and it'd come dropping out the bottom.
Yeah.
And that was how you timed it. It never worked though.
No.
You just had like 12 pucks jammed in there.
Or the thing was hovering over like, the left side of the rink, because it didn't stay up straight.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, your guy can't quite reach the corner. All right, we're stuck here. What do we do now? Oh, rod hockey.
Yeah.
I remember when you moved on to college, there was always one kid who was ridiculously good at rod hockey. Yeah. Like he could have gone pro in rod hockey. I was not that guy.
You know what? I looked online because I loved rod hockey as a kid. And again, when you play hockey growing up, you spend a lot of time at the arenas waiting for your game to start.
Right.
And so they always had the really high end. It was called Super Checks Hockey. And you'd play
the cheering and the music.
Yeah, a little button that would do this song. It was a very, very good rod hockey game. Well, you can buy those online now. They still make them, Super Checks. They're like $2,500. So my dream one day when Jack gets old enough, I am going to buy the $2,500. I hope my wife's not listening.
Yeah.
The $2,500. It's a podcast. Yeah. Rod hockey set. That is my dream. I'm dreaming big right now. So if you're asking me right now, nowhere. Hopefully I'll have a house that'll accommodate it one day. That's the thing. I need a room to put the rod hockey. But who wouldn't come, as kids, would not want to come over to the house with the rod hockey room, the ultimate rod hockey room.
So you're trying to get kids to come to your house?
Well, I'm just saying, Jack's going to be the most popular kid in school, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'd say put in the swimming pool.
No.
That's much better. No. Oh, yeah. All the kids be hanging out at your house.
Yeah, I don't want a swimming pool. Right. I just want rod hockey.
Great. I got, since you asked.
No, I didn't.
I think walkie-talkies was my favorite.
Really?
Oh, I was a huge nerd. Unlike now, when I'm sort of suave.
The best part was that you didn't have a friend on the other end.
True.
So you had to put it next to your neighbor's cat.
Oh, is it taped to the dog again? Yeah. No, I remember getting the walkie-talkies, and my great uncle, he was this is back in the days when this apparently was acceptable. He was like a CB enthusiast. CB radio.
Well, your family is just littered with super awesome people.
Yeah, I don't know that he was. He might have been family, but
you just call him uncle.
Hey, listen,
he's a weird neighbor.
Well, I don't know what's worse, if he's a weird neighbor or actually an uncle. But so he had a CB radio in his car. It's before cell phones, of course.
Right.
And so he used to. I don't know what he would do. I don't know what his handle was. I remember getting his wife. My aunt would tell, tune it in. You and Alan can talk. When he drives away from the house, you can talk on the. And he was just, could not be less enthused. It was like, yeah. Faked it for about half a block and then was like, out of range, kiddo. The end. And I'm heartbroken because I'm like 24 at the time. You know?
And you kind of know how CB radios work.
And I'm like, hey,
like,
man.
There's no way he's out of range yet.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I know the range on these things. No, I was like 7. Yeah. I was like 6 or 7. I'll show you the pictures if you want. I won't. But I was like 6 or 7, and this guy was just shattering my dreams. Like, oh, how cool is that? I'm talking, using his car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not cool. Apparently not cool. Yeah. And I was like, my little 7-year-old voice, like, rubber ducky, rubber ducky. Yeah. Guarantee you don't get that one.
Well, I just know that they reused it in the Penguins movie, with Jim Carrey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
so famous. I know the recent version of that.
It is a movie starring Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
Based on a song.
Oh.
Based on a song.
What's the movie?
What is the name of it? Convoy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Got ourselves a convoy. Trucking through the night.
Yeah.
Good times. So that was my favorite one. That and the tape recorder. I had a tape recorder 1 year. That was awesome. You could tape things and play them back immediately.
Awesome.
The technology back then was phenomenal.
I got a ghetto blaster.
Let's wrap up this boring this boring nonsense here. Get to Christmas. Ghetto blaster. Can you even call it a ghetto blaster?
It used to.
You used to.
Yeah.
That's now. I think it's offside.
No, it is.
Yeah. So favorite Christmas song. Go.
Did I have one?
I don't know. I'm not in charge of you.
I think, why don't you go first and then I'll think of one.
Let It Snow, Dean Martin. Anything by Dean Martin. Dean Martin, like, he was the Rat Pack to me.
I think I like Jingle Bells, but only because that seems to be the one that my kids remember the words to at the Christmas pageant.
Do they sing the Batman version?
No, they sing the regular version.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to sing the Batman one
soon. One day.
Okay, worst Christmas song. There's got to be a song that rubs you.
I think what bothers me is the one that's I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yeah.
Just because I feel for all the people that aren't home at Christmas, and I feel like they'd be listening to that song just bawling their eyes out.
If Only in My Dreams is the end, though.
Yeah,
the guy's talking about he probably won't even be home for Christmas. Like, it's even a sad song. Because, like, it starts out, everyone thinks, oh, man, it's awesome. Like, he's going to be home for Christmas.
Right.
Oh, isn't that sweet? But then, If Only in My Dreams is like, I always assumed he was on death row.
Do they just throw that in at the end? Or do I just not finish listening to the song?
I think you just move on.
Yeah, I think I do.
So
I don't pay attention to every lyric of the song. So the crux of that to me is that you'll be home for Christmas. Yeah. And
only
so
in your dreams, man. If only. So you could be home.
Oh, okay.
Depends on the warden. Depends on the prison warden, what's going to happen.
Still depressing.
Could be. For me, it's the Paul McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time.
Can you sing it?
No, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time. It's got that sort of synthesizer nonsense. I hate that song. Can't stand it. Whenever it comes on, that is nails on a chalkboard to me.
Okay.
That is the equivalent to me hearing somebody saying, yes, I would like to buy the extended warranty on this camera. That's the same thing.
Is that the camera photography throw-in for this episode?
That's it. That's your lesson.
Are we going to mention the fact that I bought a new camera just like a couple days ago? Is that in the show notes?
Listen, the next question is, what is your favorite part of Christmas now? Why don't you just shoehorn that answer into that question?
I just bought a new camera.
What?
Yeah.
What for?
Because we were talking about how my camera was having trouble focus. Turns out, it was the camera.
Because?
I bought a new camera.
Why was it? What was wrong with the old camera?
It was having trouble focusing. I don't know what the problem was.
I think Isaac Newton was the problem.
Oh, because my wife dropped it. Did we mention that my wife dropped it?
I don't know.
She did. She dropped it about a year ago because I remember she dropped it at the Santa Comes to Steveston Christmas thing a year ago. We just went to it a couple weeks ago. Why is all the bells ringing in here? Are we in a train station?
That's Christmas bells, man.
Yeah. So anyway, short story, long story, whatever you want to make of it, I bought a new camera, the Canon T2i.
Yeah.
Rebel T2i.
We went out, we raced out the other night after the podcast.
Our podcast was so good, we were figuring the podcast money is going to be rolling in.
Oh, yeah, speculating on that.
Might as well just go. I should have waited a week and Canon probably would have just sent me one, but instead I bought it.
Good point. Yeah, it was funny. Turns out you don't want your wife to drop your camera.
Right.
You did take a year of out-of-focus pictures,
yes.
Which is nice.
But the crazy thing is sometimes they'll be in focus, just not regularly.
Yeah.
So I'd take 30 pictures to get 5 in focus.
Yeah, but now it's like a 1-to-1 ratio.
Now they're in focus, yeah. And I love the fact that they're in focus. So
so far, I mean, you've had about 15 minutes stick time.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to play with it, but all the pictures are in focus. Nice. So I'm happy about that. And the XS, the previous camera that I had, which I still have, didn't do video at all. Yeah. So now this one does video, which I probably will make some use of.
Absolutely. So that's it. Your early Christmas.
Yep, so that's it. I'm done for Christmas because I really didn't want anything until I wanted a new camera.
Here's what happened, though, is I'm going to full disclosure on this one. Adam was going to wait until Boxing Day.
Yeah, I love that.
Which, in Canada, is a big sales day.
Huge.
It's a day after, for those of you who don't know, it's a day after Christmas because it's not. They don't have it everywhere. It's like England and Canada, I think.
I don't know.
Anyway, so typically it's big sales here, but it's kind of blurred into that. A lot of the sales happen beforehand. Now
it's Boxing Week even.
Boxing Week, yeah. And it goes till the new year. It's crazy, but Adam had said to me, I'm going to wait till then and save some money. And I made the point to him, well, they have price protection now, and you have a bunch of pictures between now and Christmas to take. You don't want to have blurry Christmas pictures. Why don't we just go down to London Drugs?
Yeah, that's right.
We said we'd mention that guy's name.
I don't remember his name.
Chris G.
Chris G.
Chris Galifianakis.
Yeah.
I think it was Zach's brother.
Yeah.
Who was very helpful on the drugs. There's no way he's listened to the first 45 minutes of this to hear his name.
No.
So he's not even listening anymore.
No.
But Chris G at London Drugs on Broadway. He was a huge help. He stayed after
and he checked the computer for stock on the camera I wanted, and there was like one in Western Canada, and then he apparently had none at the store, but then somehow out of the abyss he pulled one T2i and handed it to me, and I was elated.
It was a Christmas miracle.
It was a Christmas miracle. So that was it. I bought it and here we are.
So there you go. That's thanks a lot out to Chris G.
Yeah, and I will let the listeners know in upcoming episodes about how awesome the T2i is. I know they've moved on to the T3i, but I ended up with the T2i.
I don't think a lot's changed to the T3i.
No, I sort of looked at the specs, and they were relatively similar. No big flip-out LCD, which I didn't need or want, so I went with the slightly cheaper model in the T2i, which is harder to find now because I guess they're not making it anymore.
My Christmas present to myself, camera-wise, was, I talked last week, was going to be a camera bag.
Yeah.
It's looking more like I'm leaning towards a loop for video that goes in the back of the camera.
Yeah.
Something by like either the Zacuto or some other option. So that's what I'm going to end up going with.
Yeah.
I'll keep everybody posted with what I decide.
Can't wait.
Yeah, everyone's... So I didn't think I would get as much use out of the camera bag as I would have with the video loop, so... That's where we're at. Although we got a few good suggestions about camera bags, so I appreciate that. So now give me some good suggestions about the video loop.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. So just going to remind everybody of the photo challenge from last week, carrying into next week, was a candle or candles...
Picture. Yeah.
What did I say? Photo challenge. Didn't I say photo challenge?
Yeah.
Too much eggnog, man.
Yeah.
Is it too much egg or nog?
It's both.
I think the mix is
off. You're kind of nogged.
Oh, my. The thing with eggnog is, So
best part is I'm allergic to eggs.
Right. That's going to be a fun tomorrow. So before we move on, where can everybody find you?
SchwartzChronicles.com.
I would keep on my eyes peeled for some Christmas-themed stuff.
In focus pictures
for one.
Yeah.
And a lot of Christmassy stuff, I'm guessing.
Definitely.
Holiday themed stuff.
Yeah, well, both. My kids are all about Christmas, so.
Yeah. So.
It's not get too political about it.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah.
All right. You can find my stuff, as always, at alanattridge.com. I should say that slower. alanattridge.com. Both of us are at the Two Hoser. Let's start that again. Oh, the eggnog.
Google Plus?
We can Google Plus us?
Going to learn how to use it.
I think up till now people have had to Google us on Google Plus, but I should put a link on our main site.
To find it, I had to Google us on Google Plus.
I got news for you. I probably won't put a link on it on the site until the new year.
Why?
I got stuff to do.
Like?
Shopping, tree decorating.
That's it?
Sitting on the couch. Yeah. I got a lot of stuff to do. I got a lot of stuff going on here. I'm a busy cat. So you can find us at twohosers.com.
Yeah.
We are Two Hosers on Twitter. The Flickr site's still going. You can find us all there. at on all that stuff at twoholsers.com. Sort us out. Check for us on iTunes. So that's that. So before we say until next week, I want to tell everybody to have a Merry Christmas.
Yep.
Frohe Weihnachten. Joyeux Noël.
Yep.
That's terrible pronunciation.
They get the point.
I apologize to the French people. Feliz Navidad. Anything over there?
No. I got nothing.
Okay. I used up all his. So that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.